Blog Talk Radio. Welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire with your host, Miss On Fire to Inspire herself, Aaliyah Butler. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out and joining us this beautiful evening on Tuesday, December the 6th. I just thank you so very much. We don't take it lightly that you took time out of your busy schedule. We have a great, great show for you tonight, so get out your pen and paper or get your laptop out or something where you could take notes, because we're going to draw from some wisdom of this great, great guest of ours tonight. The topic is the role and effect of your brand. But before I introduce our guest tonight, I want to thank our sponsors that are just constantly pouring into us each and every month, and we thank you for your support. And that's Evangelist Alexandra Townsend, who is the author of Experiencing the Greatness of God in the Spiritual Realm. And it is a great, great read about an account of how God delivered her son from over 15 years of alcoholism. And all of her books are available online in your online bookstore outlets. Then we have Third Heaven Sound, where it's not just music, it's a sound. And Third Heaven Sound is, I'm telling you, they have beautiful jingles that they write. They have beautiful jazz. So if you go to Reverb Nation or CD Baby, you'll be able to purchase some jazz CDs. If you're interested in getting a jingle written for your business or your, and help be a part of your brand, then hey, give them a reach out to them on Reverb Nation, CD Baby, and also Vincent Lynch is the founder, and you can reach out to him on Facebook. And then we have Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington, and they take care of, Angelise takes care of all of your branding needs. So if you have custom products that need to be done for your personal or your business, she's there for you. So if you need cups, pens, magnets, anything that you need to get done, she's there for you. Again, that's Unique Expression by Design with Angelise Washington. And then we have Roz Hair and Beauty Bar, where is your one-stop shop for your beauty and hair care needs. I tell you, Roz is keeping me looking fabulous. She takes care of all your needs, from relaxers to sew-ins, lashes, makeup, twists, braids, natural hair, lock maintenance, whatever your need is, Roz Hair and Beauty Bar is able to take care of you. And she's also, all of our sponsors are on Facebook. And then we have PrintTara.com, where they take care of your other business needs that you need. So if you need banners, website design, graphics, things of that nature, they can take care of you with PrintTara.com. So thank you so much to all of our sponsors. We truly, truly appreciate you guys each and every month, and we thank you. So guys, like I said, we have an awesome, awesome show tonight. And our topic again is the role and effect of your brand. So I'm going to tell you, introduce you to our guest tonight. Our guest, his name is Leonard Kim. Leonard is managing partner of Influence Tree, a brand accelerator where Leonard and his team build and develop your personal or business brand. Get featured in publications and grow your social media following. Leonard has been profiled in publications including, but not limited to, Inc., Forbes, Entrepreneur, Fortune, Fox News, and Huffington Press. On the side, Leonard is a personal branding expert. He is your keynote speaker and blogs. He blogs at LeonardKim.com. He resides in Los Angeles and he loves cupcakes. He has had over 10 million reads in a year and a half on his site, and he has over 250,000 social media followers in less than 3 years. And that he has his own Wikipedia page, guys. So I'm telling you, we are so excited about having Mr. Leonard Kim as a beautiful, awesome, knowledgeable person to learn from tonight. So welcome, welcome, welcome to On Fire to Inspire, Leonard. How are you this evening?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much for that great introduction, Aaliyah. I really do appreciate that. I'm kind of blown away here.
You're welcome. You're welcome. A lot of people are like, can I take you with me?
Can you introduce me everywhere?
Exactly. Yes, yes, I sure can. You let me know the next time you need to be introduced. So welcome
to
On Fire to Inspire. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you so much for joining us. I know we're on a 3-hour different time difference because you're in California and I'm over here on the East Coast in Atlanta, Georgia. So thank you again for taking time out of your busy schedule and putting us on your calendar.
All the time. I do appreciate
Great.
Being here today.
Thank you. Thank you. So, Leonard, we're going to jump right in because, you know, some people really don't know the definition itself of branding. Can we kind of help them out with giving them a definition of what branding truly is?
Branding is basically how the world perceives you. Like when you think Nike, you think tennis shoes. When you think Reebok, you think running shoes. When you think Samsung, you think TVs or phones. So everyone mm-hmm. has these associations with one word, and they link it mm-hmm. up to another thing. When it goes to people, some people, they're like, oh, John, arrogant. Becky, nice, sweet. And they mm-hmm. associate you based off your personality, what you do, and how you act. So
yes.
the basic foundation of all of it is identifying how the world perceives you.
Gotcha. Gotcha. I like that. Identifying how the world perceives you. Gotcha. I like that because if there's a person that you come in contact with on a regular basis and they're just hateful and arrogant, then you automatically, you'll say, oh, yeah, Max, he's arrogant. You don't want to deal with him. And so no one would really take their business to Max.
Exactly. And one of the problems is a lot of people don't realize, like, how they're positioned or how other people perceive them because it's really hard to see your own brand when you're thinking about yourself a certain way. Like me, I might think like nice and friendly, but then John over here might think I'm like the worst person in the world. But then it's really hard for me to identify how I see myself compared to how someone else sees themselves.
Right. That's true. That's true. Now, does your brand and your reputation kind of play a role in your career itself and how far you go?
It does. It's absolutely essential. Every single promotion that you have in your career isn't just based off the type of work you do. It's based off your reputation as well. A few years ago, my reputation wasn't that great. Like people thought, oh, Leonard, he's just this cocky, arrogant guy who thinks he knows everything. He has his head up in the air. I was working at a blue-collar company, and I wore a suit to work every day. I didn't know my place. I was like, I don't know what I'm doing. I came from different industries where you're supposed to wear suits. But then, like, because I played the wrong reputation and the wrong place, like, I was stuck in the position for about 4 years, never getting promoted, never moving ahead. And even though my performance was twice as good as everyone else's, because I had that perception and that reputation based on me, I couldn't get anywhere. And once I discovered that, I realized that if I change how I'm perceived and mm-hmm. take myself out of that environment, then I could have a multiplier effect with my income.
Mm-hmm. Now, was there like a wake-up call you had that just said, you know what, Leonard, this is not changing and it's not going to change? Was there something that happened to produce that wake-up call?
There was. Back in 2013, around when Obamacare came out, I wasn't really earning that much money. I was earning about $16.24 an hour, which comes out to maybe about 30 to 33 grand a year. In mm-hmm. California, it's about twice the price of Georgia. So
mm-hmm.
it's like $15,000 in your money. So, I mean, it's pretty tough. I had to take public transportation to work. And then when Obamacare came out, taxes also raised too. And $100 mm-hmm. was taken out of my paycheck every single month. And I was like, that was my lunch money. So I realized that I couldn't eat lunch anymore. And because I couldn't eat lunch anymore, I kind of got into a position where I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I realized I needed to make a change.
Gotcha. Because I know many times when people decide that they're going to make, you know, a shift or something, there's generally a wake-up call. Have you noticed that?
It usually is that way. And for me, it was lunch.
For you, it was lunch, and for me, it was a layoff. So we all have some sort of wake-up call. Yes,
and
so many people.
I also hated that job, too.
Well, you know what? That can also be one of your wake-up calls. Like, you know what? If I have to walk in here one more day, it's like you feel like they're robbing you of your time, right?
Exactly. It felt so miserable, like doing the same thing over and over and over again. I was watching all my peers getting promoted when, like, my performance was so much better, and I just grew bitter and, like, angry about what was going on, and I knew I needed to change something or else I'd be there forever.
And so you had the wake-up call, and you said, you know what, I'm about to do this. So since you have gone through the process, you've made it happen, could you share some advice about perseverance as you're building? Because, you know, sometimes people will say, well, this really just ain't working, and it's not going to be an overnight process. But what could you tell someone that, you know, that is trying to build the brand and, oh, you know, it's not happening fast enough? What would you say to that person?
I can understand that because I've been there myself my entire life until the last 3 years when things really just started picking up. What I realized when I kept failing over and over and over again was I had this expectation, like, I'm going to be a millionaire if I do this. I'm going to be able to buy this car if I do this. Then I went out, I tried it, I did it, I didn't buy that car, I didn't make that much money, and things didn't go the way I planned. So what ended up happening is I had a lot of disappointment, and I realized that I was angry not just at not hitting that goal, but I was angry at myself because I wasn't hitting those goals as I expected to hit them. The second time around, when I was unable to afford lunch and I went out there to really work, what I realized was at that time, what I did, I put my head down, and I started working, and I started writing, and I started doing this, and I started doing that. But I had no expectations. I didn't think if I write, I'm going to get a million views. I'm like, I'm going to write this because I'm going to try it, and I'm going to get over my fears and have no expectations tied to this. Then once I got over my expectations, and I just did it because I realized that these are the habits that I need to do to become successful. Instead of going the route where it's like, oh, I need to make $1 million by X date, I went, successful people wake up and they take a walk. Successful people think of what they're grateful for. Successful people do this, 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 this. I'm like, if I want to be successful, I don't really have to go out there and make a set plan on how to do it or make expectations. I just have to follow these habits. So I just followed those habits, and I stumbled upon success.
Wow. I love it. Now, and so you said you started following habits. And so with that, there was a shift in your mindset, right, with your thinking process. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, like every single morning I tried to think of at least 3 to 5 things I was grateful for, whether it be the roof over my head, my mom, a friend I had, anything I could possibly think of to be grateful for. When I thought about that in the morning, what happened is, you're probably pretty familiar with this, but most people, all they do is have, like, negative self-talk all day. And, I beat myself up a lot. A lot of other people beat themselves up a lot. So if you're beating yourself up, you can't do anything. But one of the things that happens when you start, like, thinking of what you're grateful for in the morning is it kind of carries throughout the day.
That's true.
So even
that
if
is
bad
so
things
true.
Happen, they're not as bad as they could be.
Exactly. Exactly. That is so true. And, you know, I even told a lady today, because I'm constantly doing coaching and ministry. And I told a lady today, I said, if you want to see things differently, you got to speak differently. So no, you're not in, you know, liking what you're currently seeing, but start saying what you want it to be so you can see it start, you know, manifesting, so you can see some things change in your life. Because if you keep saying I'm broke, you're going to stay broke. But if you keep saying, you know what, I have more than enough, and, you know, things are shifting for me, and then start finding ways of making it happen. But one of the things that sometimes people run into is, you know, they're not sure what their purpose is. And I know many people, once they hit that 35 range, they hit 35, they're like, ugh, don't want to do this anymore, you know. I know that was my wake-up call, a layoff and not wanting to do what I used to do anymore.
And being at that point is okay. I've been there like a million times. All you have to do is just try different things, like give it a try and see if it works. Like, I never thought that my writing career would take off. What I did was I sat there and I was like, you know, I'm going to write an article and see what happens. I wrote an article and someone shared it to 1,000 people. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Then I was like, I got so excited because I just tried doing one thing and someone like believed in me that I decided to just write more and more and more and more.
Right, right. That's exciting. That's really exciting because it was something that you tried and you said, you know what, I'm just going to try it. And the thing that I'm really loving, Leonard, was the fact that you persevered. You didn't give up. You said, okay, this didn't work, but let me try this, or let me try it this way. And that's the thing. You have to keep plugging at it because giving up, you're still going to be in the same boat, right?
Exactly. And one of the things that successful people do is they don't do what everyone else does. They do, they're successful because they do what everyone else doesn't do, like those small, tiny habits. Like, how many people do you really know that wake up every morning and think of like 3 to 5 things they're grateful for? Me, I probably know like 2 or 3 out of like 2 million. And, like, it's all these small, tiny habits. Like, some people go and take a walk every single day, and some people don't. Some people brush their teeth every morning and night, and some people don't. And some people have straight, clean teeth, and other people have cavities. It's like all these tiny little things that make the world of a difference.
Right, right. And, you know, and one thing I really love the fact is you said about being grateful, because I tell you, that's one of the things that I have a heart of gratitude. You know, I just thank God for everything. The small things, the big things, I'm just thankful, you know. And as you have that positive mindset, it's like you just can conquer the world. But if you have this negative mindset that, oh, everything is on me, everything is against me, oh, woe is me, you still see, it seems like more stuff happens.
Yeah, once you have that negative mindset, you just attract more and more and more of it until you're like buried under a hole and there's like no way out.
Right, right. So how is your brand a multiplier of your income, Leonard?
Well, once you start building out your personal brand and people are able to identify who you are based off the characteristics that you want, like the best way to look of an investment into your personal brand is kind of similar to the type of investment that you make into a master's degree. When you invest into a master's degree, what happens is you set aside 2 to 3 years to learn and do essays and like study and practice things until they work. Mm-hmm. And with a personal brand, you're studying for about 2 to 3 years. So you make the same kind of time commitment. You spend around the same amount of money, maybe $50,000 to $100,000 on like self-help courses, personal branding courses, going out there and building out your personal brand and buying like tools that you need. So you're spending around the same amount of money, but both people, the one who's in school and the one who's building their personal brand, the first 2 years they're going to take a loss because they're paying for school and all their education and the tools that they need. But at year three, when the person who has a master's degree graduates, let's say they're making like $50,000 to $60,000 a year. Once year three comes around, they're going to get $10,000 to $20,000 more on the salary. So now they'll be earning about $60,000 to $80,000 a year. Now, the problem with that master's degree is it stays even. So for the next 10 years, you could expect to make $60,000 to $80,000 a year, maybe with a 3% raise. Based off inflation for each year. Nothing too significant, right?
Right.
With a personal brand, it's the other way around. Like, let's say you're 3 years into building your personal brand and you were making $60,000 like the other person. Year three comes around, you'll probably make maybe 25% more. Or let's say 20%. What's easier for math? Let's say 50% more. You're making $90,000 in year three. Then year four comes around and you make another 50% more. So you're making like $145,000 that year. Then the next year comes around and you're making 200% more than you made the year before, because as each year goes by, your personal brand continues to compound and compound and compound, and you become more recognized as the expert in your field and more people start coming to you. So if you were making 90 grand in year three, in year four you're making like 130, then in year five you're making like 260, and it just keeps going up like that. And then you're six, seven, eight. Next thing you know, you're making millions of dollars just doing what you were doing before, except for you invested into your personal brand as opposed to investing into your education with just a degree. And the same thing happens if you move into, like, let's say even if you're an employee at a company and you're starting out at the very beginning. When you invest into your personal brand, you're able to take those moves where you're able to jump up to manager, to director, to VP, to a C-level executive or president. And you're able to go up because that personal brand helps escalate your career.
Okay. Gotcha. What are some key things to know when you're trying to start to, you know, how when you're starting to create your brand, what are some key things that, you know, you need to know?
Well, my business partner, Ryan, came up with this great way to identify where you are for your personal brand, where you stand with your personal brand.
Mm-hmm.
Like me, personally, like, and a lot of people out there, what we do is we guess where we are and we paint this picture in our head of how we think we are.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not the accurate picture, because reality is people out there can see us in completely different ways. Like, I used to have a pretty negative self-reflection myself, while others had a positive self-reflection. So the best way to do this is to get a bunch of post-it notes, hand them out to all your friends and everyone that knows you. Ask them to be completely honest and have them write one word on each post-it note and keep it anonymous. Then when you go home, you stick them all up onto the wall. Then when you're at home, you write down one word onto all these other post-it notes where you think of yourself, then you put them onto the other side of the wall. Then you examine both areas and you see what areas cross over. And that's your strengths with your brand, and the areas that you completely miss are the weaknesses with your brand. But you're able to also identify other things with your brand that you may not have identified before.
Okay. I like that. So you're identifying your strengths and your weaknesses, and some things that you... And you probably uncover the fact that some things you didn't realize that you were strong in, other people see that as a strength for you, and other things that you see they think as a weakness, you're like, really? You get that?
Yeah,
well?
Let's say you never knew you had a funny laugh or a happy laugh or something that a laugh that other people like. Like, I never knew I had a laugh that other people liked, and then, like, people wrote it down for me. I'm like, you guys like my laugh? I thought it was, like, embarrassing.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, do you think it's smart to research your competition to see what kind of competitive edge that you either currently have or that you need to have?
Well, it's the best thing to do, because right after you examine where you are, you understand what you need to work on. Then you see experts out in the field too. So now you're able to compare what you think you are, what you really are, and where you want to be, and take those three elements and combine them together and go, okay, let's say you like Grant Cardone. I don't like Grant Cardone, but let's say you like Grant Cardone. And you're like, oh, this guy, he's like this. And you have this trait that you admire from them. So you take that trait and you're like, okay, I got to work on this for myself. Or you see something that he has that you really like, you take that for yourself and you work on those skill sets. Then since you know where you stand already, you know what skill sets you have that could align with theirs, and you can carry those over, and you know your own strengths, so you know, you could position yourself to differentiate yourself from Grant Cardone. Maybe some people might think Grant Cardone's very cocky, arrogant, and full of himself. And you, when you do this test and you hand these things out, people are like, oh, you're very compassionate, you're very loving, you're very caring. So then you could be the loving, caring, passionate version of a Grant Cardone.
Love it, love it, love it. So there are so many things that you can learn. Go ahead.
Yeah, you attract a completely different audience than who Grant Cardone attracts because of the personality type.
Yes, definitely, definitely. And do you think a person needs to remain teachable?
Of course, you have to remain teachable all the time. Once you become, once you stop learning, that's when you start dying.
Oh, I like that. I like that. Once you stop learning is when you start dying. I like that. Because we're always learning something. We should always be learning something and improving upon, you know, something in our lives. There's something that we could still master and sharpen. Don't you agree?
Of course. And when your brain and your body sits there like in isolation, like, for example, if you see someone who's, like, laying down in bed for a whole week and they don't really get out, when they start getting out, they have a lot less energy. They're not able to really move as quickly as they could because your whole body is designed to be in motion all the time and designed to, like, keep learning and keep growing. But when you take yourself out of that element, like, let's say you're in the hospital for a few days, you lose that energy. So you technically do literally start dying when you stop learning and growing.
So one of the things that I really was blown away with was in a year and a half you had 10 million reads. How in the world did you achieve something like that?
Well, one thing is I was sick and tired of being sick and tired, so once I got excited from that one person who shared my post to 1,000 people, I just went on like a marathon and just kept writing and writing and writing. I was trying to figure out like, does this work? Does this not work? And just testing everything out. Then I guess I stumbled upon a formula that works.
Wow. Wow. And is that how you got the follower base as well of 250,000, over 250,000?
I'm pretty sure that's what it has to do with because I don't really consider myself a social media expert.
Okay.
People are following me. It's probably because of my writing, what I've done, things like that. That's why we guess, at least.
Yes, but here's the thing. The social media piece and the branding kind of go hand in hand because if nobody knows you on social media, how are you going to really, how are they going to really be able to equate you with like Nike, Just Do It, or the little check mark. You know what I'm saying? So
that's true. It does kind of go hand in hand. You're right about that. Like when people, like let's say I'm an employer, or maybe let's say I'm a business owner and I'm looking to hire a consultant. Let's say I go and Google Consultant A, and when I come up on their website, maybe it was designed in like 1995, and maybe their LinkedIn profile has like 27 connections. And I go and look at Consultant B. I go to their Twitter page. They have like 2,500 connections. I go to their LinkedIn. They have a few articles on there. It's a little fancier. They have a few recommendations. I go to the person's website, and it looks absolutely gorgeous. And I go to their Facebook. It's a business page as opposed to a personal page. Like all these elements are tied into your brand. Now, if I'm the person out there who's going to hire that consultant, Consultant B has a lot more social proof than Consultant A does, so it's a lot easier for me to trust Consultant B and buy into what Consultant B has to offer over Consultant A. Then on top of that, if Consultant B may be featured in like a publication like Huffington Post or something, that even adds an extra step of credibility onto their reputation and their brand.
Right. And, you know, your expertise, people want to know, you know, what is he writing next or, you know, what next? Because you've mastered, you know, you're the area expert on that, those things. So, you know, it kind of like, I guess yours kind of came hand in hand with that as well. So if a person is, So if a person has followed you from the beginning until now, they're like, wow, look at Leonard Kim.
Yeah, about 3 years ago, they'll be like, wow, Leonard had 3 followers.
And now they're like, Leonard has over 250,000 followers. Wow. So it's just, wow. That's very commendable, I tell you, Leonard. And I have, like, learned so much. You know how you know some things, but sometimes people just need to reiterate that for you, you know, because you know some of your own weaknesses, but and you may know some of your strengths, but giving your friends the post-it notes to have them write down things and you come back and reevaluate, you know, look at that. You're like, wow, you know, because I know one young lady taught me how every time I open my mouth, how I motivate and inspire her. And she told me this years ago. She was like, people always hang on to every word you say. And I'm like, what? You know, and it sometimes takes others seeing what you have in you and you not seeing it in yourself because you're so busy just doing a job, you know, that you don't enjoy.
It's so hard to see what you're doing yourself until someone
right.
points it out to you.
Yes, exactly. Especially when you're impacting their life, you know, especially.
That's why a lot of people get into consulting because it's so much easier to work on someone else's project than it is to work on their own.
You know, that's so true. I never looked at it like that. Never looked at it like that. So how would the audience be able to follow you, see what's going on with you, what you're doing? How would they be able to get you to help them build their brand?
If you want to just follow me on Twitter, my handle is Mr. Leonard Kim. That's MrLeonardKim. I'm on Facebook, too. It's Leonard Kim without the Mr. or Instagram with the Mr. as well. Then if you want to learn more about me, you can visit my website at leonardkim.com to learn about what kind of services I offer and to maybe enroll in my course. I have one at influencetree.com. That's influencetree.com. And my email address is hello@leonardkim.com. I respond pretty frequently there as well.
Okay, great, great, great. And you know what, Leonard, I forgot to ask you. Are you open to questions from the audience?
Sure.
Okay. All right, if you guys have a question from this wealth of knowledge, press 1, and you'll be live with Leonard and I, and you'll be able to ask him a question because we're going out of 2016 successfully, and we're going into 2017 even more successful. So if you have a question for Leonard or myself, or you have a comment even about what's been covered so far, press 1 and we'll bring you on. All right, Leonard, we have one. Welcome
Hi.
To On Fire to Inspire. Who do we have with us tonight?
Hey, this is Mr. Tony Brown from Duluth, Georgia. How are you?
Great. How
good,
are you, Tony?
I'm doing fantastic. First of all, Leah, I must say what an awesome show. Mr. Leonard, it is a pleasure. I've never heard of you before, but, man, just listening to your story is just really, that is what I call inspiring. So I thank God for Leah and you both, you know, taking the time and putting this information out there. You guys have touched on some areas. I was sitting here, you know, I had my family in the background. Shh, you guys be quiet. I'm trying to write this stuff down. So, Leah, I pray that this call is going to be recorded so I can go back and get it. So, but Leonard,
it will be.
Okay, great. Man, I just want to say God bless you and thank you for sharing your story, you know. I know
thank
for
you
a
so
fact.
Much.
You're more than welcome, sir. I know for a fact that is exactly me. I know that I have so much on the inside. Everyone tells me all the time, yo, man, dude, you need to put that in the book because you need to do this, you need to do that. And I guess I've just not seen it for myself. I enjoy doing what I'm doing. I enjoy helping other people and, man, just, you know, really lifting people up. And just to hear you say the words you said have just been really awesome. So I'm going to reach out to you, and I don't want to take up a whole lot of time, but I just wanted to say God bless you and thank you so much for sharing your story, sir.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing your work because if everyone's telling you you have to do something, then you have to do something.
Wow. Okay. That was good, bro. Maybe having that expert to help just bring it up out of me so I don't know which way to go. And, You know, right? And then, well, that brings up another thing, too. Not being afraid to ask for help if you need it.
Yes.
You know, I've learned one thing. You know, I could teach, you know, tell people all the time, and Leah, you can contest. Man, I'm the one that goes out. I encourage everyone. I give everyone the greatest advice, and people give my advice, and 3 or 4 years later, they'll come back and say, man, dude, I remember you told me this 3 years ago, man. Well, look at me now. You know, it's like, wow. But I see all of these changes around everybody else, but why does it appear that I'm still sitting in the same spot?
Yeah, well, one thing that definitely helped me get to where I am today is by asking every single person I could for help. So, I mean, it's definitely good to not have that ego or that, that disappointment or fear of asking someone else for help because you think it might belittle yourself. It really doesn't. It's just asking for help. That's all it really is.
Okay.
All right.
Well, once again, thank you so much.
All right.
Anytime,
thank you so much for dialing in, Tony.
All right. You got it, ma'am.
All right, guys. So we have the expert, the personal brand expert, guys, on the line with us. If you have a question for Leonard Kim, press 1, and we'll bring you live so you can answer your question. Because guess what? You're not the only one with that question. There's someone else that has that question, but they're afraid to press that 1 and ask it. So press 1 if you have a question or a comment that you'd like to make, because I'm telling you, we have to equip ourselves as we move forward because it's too much success in you. And so why not walk in it? And you have the expert on the line and you can ask him a question now. So all you have to do is press 1 and Leonard will be able to answer your question. And Leonard, sometimes they get a little shy, but I think I did. Tony pressed 1 and, you know, said what he said, because so many times people feel the same way, but someone, you know, they're too shy to say it or, you know, things of that nature.
I get shy to you.
You get shy too. Okay. But, you know, many people, it's like they know there's so much in them. There's so much life in them. And they just kind of, they get into a place of complacency. And they allow life to happen instead of for them to live. And so you can't allow life to happen and life to pass you by without trying to live and do some things. You know, if you just sit there and give up, then is it going to change? No. But you got to persevere, as Leonard said, and do other things. If it didn't work like this, what do they say? If it didn't work, try again?
Exactly.
Yes, try again.
And there's
so, you know,
some people say that.
Yes. So, Leonard, are you an avid reader?
I read maybe 3 books a year. It's hard. I read a lot of articles.
Gotcha. But at least you're reading. I know a lot of people that's been very successful say they read a lot. I know Les Brown, motivational speaker Les Brown, says he does a lot of reading, and many others do a lot of reading, and they do things. They read self-help things. They read different things that help build them up as a person, build their mind up, and just kind of put that gratitude back into them, so to speak.
Exactly. It's a great thing to do. Like, for me personally, I like articles because they usually have actionable advice. They're easy to digest in like 3 to 15 minutes. And once you're done reading, you're inspired and you can just go out there and do it. So it makes it a lot easier for me.
Exactly. All right. We have another caller. Welcome to On Fire to Inspire. This is Aaliyah Leonard. Who do we have on the line with us?
Good evening, my sister Aaliyah. This is Angel.
Good evening, Angel. How are you this evening?
I am good. Good evening, Brother Leonard as well.
Hi, Angel.
Hi. I missed some of the show because I was on a ministry call, but I wanted to know what makes you an expert at branding.
What makes me an expert at branding? Probably most of the stuff that Aaliyah covered in the beginning, And for me personally, I try not to answer this question that much because it just makes me sound cocky and arrogant. So I let other people
talk for me. Go ahead. Be confident. Because I really want to know.
What makes me the expert? How about I outline how someone else could be an expert?
Okay.
So I don't make myself sound so bad. Well, one thing is when someone's saying I am an expert, it's a little hard to take them as credible for their word because you're like, okay, you're one person, you're selling me something. If you're saying you're an expert, are you really the expert? Then the second phase of that is when other people or other outlets are calling you an expert. Like, let's say you're in fashion and Harper's Bazaar says, oh, you're the expert in fashion. That probably means that you probably are the expert at fashion. Then there's the regular people, like clients and things like that. So if clients and all these other people are like, oh, you're the expert at this, you're the expert at that, you're the expert at that, then that sells credibility and probably makes the person an expert as well. If the person's going out there and saying that they're the expert themselves, more than likely they aren't. So you really have to look at the second and the third layer. Like the publications, whether they're small publications or big publications, these are journalistic outlets who have integrity to make sure that they're finding the best people to cover for these types of things. And the people and the clients who've actually seen results or have tried something themselves and seen it work for them from free material too.
Okay. So how do you help, you know, someone like me take their brand to the next level?
What are you currently doing?
I'm actually, I have a foundation it started with sickle cell disease, but it's actually for various diseases. And I create characters. And so it started with my first character, which is Silly Cell. And since then, I've created several other characters for other diseases. My lupus character was just revealed on Friday night for my godmother's lupus foundation. So that's just something that God has given me. He gives me, you know, characters like Marnie, except they're healing characters. They're characters for different diseases. And, you know, I use them as educational tools. Like for sickle cell, I have an educational book, children's book. And my character is the educator in the book. And so I will use each character, you know, likewise, where I will have an educational book concerning that disease. It will spread awareness. But it also, you know, I feel like these characters will get people and children especially to pay attention, whereas they might not listen to me or you, but they'll listen to that character.
Well, you hit it right on the dot there. People are going to listen to the character. So what you have to do is you have to work on building up the brand of each particular character, like the sickle cell character and the other characters. So the best way to do this is to paint those characters as experts within their particular field, such as the sickle cell expert. You have to showcase that not only does he know about sickle cell information, but they're able to digest it in an easy way for children to understand. Then once you have that all set up, what you have to do is you have to start maybe using different tools like social media, books, and distribution tools to build up the profile and get the word out there. There's some content syndication networks like if you go out there and you try to make a website on your own, you're only going to get the people who know that your website exists to come to it. But there's websites
right.
like Quora, which has like millions and millions of users on there. And then there's websites like Medium, which has like millions of users as well. Once you post onto those platforms, you're able to like dive into their existing audience. So then you don't have to build that audience from scratch. You can just start telling the stories of your characters.
Okay. That's great. I definitely need, you know, that information.
And then with any type of character, human, cartoon, whatever it may be, another example I like to do is Batman and Spider-Man. Batman and Spider-Man, people aren't inspired by them because they have all these super human skills. They're inspired by them because of the backstories.
Like, they both lost their family. They both were, like, shaped into becoming the type of people that they are. And they have this huge backstory behind them. Another thing that you might want to focus on is the character development of your characters. So then they have a backstory behind them as to why they got involved with becoming a sickle cell expert. Maybe they had a fellow character who passed away due to something, or they had to struggle through some kind of unusual circumstance that caused them
wow.
to pop into their field.
Okay. Well, yeah. Well, for one of them, you know, and that's interesting because they do, I mean, the first character, Silly Cell, which is actually me. And, you know, and so I am my story. It's her story. And the reason why I became an advocate and created this character in the first place. And it's the same thing with my lupus character. You know, it would be my godmother's story of, you know, all the things that she's gone through with lupus. Because that character is based on her likeness. So I like that. So you know, you're letting me know I'm pretty much going in the right direction.
Exactly. Like, everyone, what they're looking for is they're looking for a character or a person that they could relate to, some underdog that they could root for, some characteristics that really highlight each person. Like, maybe talk about their favorite snacks, some hobbies that they like, things like that, to give it more of a background. Because, like, a lot of experts nowadays, what they'll do is they'll put up, like, an article, like, these are the 10 things that you need to know about lupus. And there'll be, like, a doctor talking about it. And it's going to be, like, a cold, firm person where you can't really relate to it. But then, like, let's say you're doing it from a character, cartoon character standpoint, and you're like, okay, they're in the scenery where they're eating like cupcakes in the dollhouse or something like that, and they're talking about that. That humanizes it more. It makes it a lot more relatable. Or maybe they're talking on the boat, and maybe they're talking about how it's stopping them from doing some things that they love, like going out to see sports games, going out with friends, and talking about these interests that aren't there anymore.
Right, right. Okay, yeah. I do too. That's really good. That's very, very helpful. I'm sorry.
And the same goes for people too. Even if you don't have a character in a book, like, people don't really care about what you do until they know like who you are first. So I mean, even if you're marketing yourself as a person, you have to go out there and talk about the things that you like, the things that you don't like, so people to relate to you more as a person.
Wow. That is, you hit it dead on with that, because I was just, you know, ministering to a young man, and he said, you know, something very similar to what you said to me. And he said that what really drew him in to listen to me and want to hear me minister to him more was when I began to, you know, testify, so to speak, to him about my life and things that I've gone through and where God has brought me from, that let him know, you know, I was a real person that had gone through, you know, storms and situations, and that I wasn't putting myself above them, but just showing them where God had brought me from. And if he did it for me, he can do it for you as well. And I think I heard y'all, when I first came on, I heard y'all talking about people not really knowing who they are, or being able to see what they have on the inside of them. And I was telling him about, you know, it's been about 8 years ago, I had a millionaire to kind of come into my life. And, you know, I was looking for a house, and I began to do research on my own because God said he was going to give me a house. Not really knowing that what I was doing was going to speak volumes to this person, but because I couldn't see in myself at that time, 8 years ago, what he could see in me, you know, I felt like I kind of, you know, messed up that opportunity, because he could see something in me that, you know, I couldn't see in myself. And so I wasn't where I was now 8 years ago, you know, but time and chance happens to us all. And I thank God for, you know, opening doors and giving me opportunities of that nature with people again. You know, but it just reminded me of that time I was just talking about, that how at that time he could see so much more in me than I could see in myself. And what do you say to people like that? You know, because I know I meet a lot of people like that, that I can see so much more in them, you know, than they can see in themselves. How do you, you know, how do you get them to see what you see?
Well, the problem is, if you remember going to like junior high school, elementary, whatever it may be, and our minds through these textbooks that we were given like stories about like Thomas Edison or like Ulysses Grant and all these other people, like these, whoever we read about in these history books, they look completely perfect. They didn't have any flaws. They were heroic. They went out there and they conquered everything. And when we're sitting here looking at ourselves, we're like, well, I'm a flawed creature. I'm not perfect. Mm-hmm. I'm not like these people. So these history books made it so that we can't relate to being able to see ourselves being more than what we are, because these heroes in history are painted out to be so perfect. So the real way to get around that is to realize that these heroes in history, they weren't perfect. They were normal people like us who have flaws, who fell out there and screwed up and like tripped over themselves. And the textbooks went out there and erased all that data. Once you realize that, then you realize that you're capable of anything. Like, I mean, in any type of situation, like nowadays we're seeing more underdogs who are just coming up and they have all these different backstories, and we're learning more about these different people who went from like working at a janitorial position to making millions of dollars. So all these different people from different backgrounds going out there and making it. I mean, it's possible for anyone to really go out there and do it. It's just that they have to get over that textbook mentality that they were raised through for the first 18 years of their life.
Wow. That's good. That's good.
All right.
What you say, Leah?
I said, all right. Well, thank you so much for your questions and your comments, because I'm sure it helps someone else as well.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. All right. Thank you all for doing this show, and I will be listening to the repeat. So thank you so much, Ms. Elena, for answering my questions. Y'all have a blessed night.
You too.
Thank you so much, Angel.
All right, Elena. You're getting some good questions and some good, you know, good points, where that's what I said. Sometimes people are afraid to press that one, you know, press one and ask the question. But there's someone that needs to hear that. So maybe you don't have a character like Angel has. Maybe you're trying to brand yourself. And so what Leonard said to her was, even with yourself, you got to humanize yourself and make yourself relatable. Let people know that, hey, I love, like Leonard's favorite thing, he loves cupcakes. And you can relate to him, because if you go to LeonardKim.com, you see him eating a cupcake. So people can relate to him, and, you know, they see the human side of him. Yes, you see that he's very successful, but you see that he's human. You see that he's normal. You know, a lot of people see after the fact, but they don't see the journey to get to where he is. And so I really like how you brought that out. And that was just, it was like, I was like, Bob, that was home run, Leonard, home run.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes, yes, I love it. So, guys, we're going to take one more question. If anyone has a question, press one, and we'll be able to, if you have a question or comment, we'll be able to bring you on with us live, and you'll be able to ask your question or make a comment. And I tell you, this is some good stuff. Don't you think so? And, guys, for those of you who are joined late, because I know Angel says she joined late, Angel, Leonard has a following of over 250,000 followers in the last 3 years, and he has had over 10 million reads in a year and a half. So what made him an expert in social media and branding was he's done it. So, you know, follow the person that's done it and duplicate what they're doing, duplicate what's making them successful. So, Leonard, we have one more caller. You ready?
Perfect. Yes.
All right. Okay, welcome to On Fire to Inspire. You have Aaliyah and Leonard on the line. Who do we have with us this evening?
Yes, this is Devon Hines.
Hi, Devon. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Can't complain.
All right. Devon. Did you have a question?
Yes, I do. I wanted to know, Miss Butler, you know I'm a gospel artist. I write music, and you know I do other things. And I'm really trying to get my my followers up. You know, my things. You know, I need to get more people on my. I have a video out. It's called Beautiful, and I want the world to really see it. So I wanted to ask you, Mr. Leonard, how do I go by getting my views up on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and the other social media sites?
Well, it doesn't really matter what site you're on. There's people who make similar music to you, right? Like your inspirations?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Can you name like a few of them?
Like Fred Hammond, you know, jazz musicians like Najee. Just I have a variety of, you know, music that I listen to.
Okay. So Fred Hammond, Najee, and other jazz artists would probably have a following of their own on social media, right?
Yes.
So one of the ways that you could get your music out there is by starting to engage with their existing audiences and starting to make friendships with people who listen to their music. Then once that friendship's able to develop, you could start sharing your music with them, and they'll be able to share it to their audiences as well. Another thing you could do is start, maybe someone has a really similar style to you, and they're a little bit outside of your niche, like maybe it's not jazz per se, but maybe blues or something kind of similar. You could work with artists in that area too and engage with their audiences too. Because the thing with music is no one's like completely stuck onto one musician and that's the only thing that they listen to. Everyone's always looking to discover similar sounds and discover what kind of other music is out there. So by going in and really narrowing down what type of music you're like, you're able to see what kind of people are producing it and look at their followings and see how you could target their followings based off your conversations and how you could get your word spread out with them.
Yes, like I have a video out. It's an anti-bullying video, and the name of the song is Beautiful. And it was done probably like 3 years ago. And it's really a really good song. The messaging is really good. And I want to get, you know, the nation, I want everybody to listen to it. I want, you know, everybody to, you know, listen to the message. That's the most important thing, the message in the song. And like I said, it's on YouTube, and I just want to try to get my followings up and my views up and, you know, just really put it out there.
Let's say you see someone who's following one of those artists that you mentioned, and you go to their profile page and they're posting about something in regards to bullying. You could be like, wow, this is really great. I also believe in bullying. Then you could start a conversation with them. And once you're like 4 or 5 messages in, you could be like, oh, look, I even made a video about bullying and it's called Beautiful. And you could send them that video. And if they like it, they'll start sharing it too.
I like that.
Okay, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really
good. Yeah, finding people who are having a common problem and going and showing them how you have that common problem and this is what you're trying to do to solve it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Love it.
Hey, Leonard.
What do you think about him connecting with some organizations that actually focus on bullying and, you know, letting them know, hey, that's my heart as well. And let me tell you what I did to try to bring awareness to it. You think something like that would work?
That could work as well, too. And that's another great strategy that you could do. Like if there's associations in regards to bullying and they're looking for exposure and you're looking for exposure, maybe you guys could work together as well. And a lot of the problems with social media is most people go, how do I get more views on this? And it's like me focus, when it should be like, how do I share this with the specific people I should share it with and connect with people on a one-on-one basis? It's like when you look at it from a broadcast way, you're not thinking in the mindset you need to, where you're connecting one-on-one with others.
Okay. I'm writing notes. That's taking notes. That's what I'm doing.
Hey, man, I tell you, Leonard, you are a walking wealth of knowledge.
Thank you.
Great.
So yeah, that's
great.
Basically, you know, information questions I wanted to ask you, and definitely, you know, just keep doing what you're doing. You know, it's that's awesome. All the views and all the followings that you have, and you know, hopefully, around this time next year, I have over 1 million views.
Right,
hopefully,
yeah.
Looking forward to seeing it.
All right. Thank you once again.
All right. Thank you so much for calling me.
I appreciate it.
Okay. Bye bye.
All right, Leonard. So we've had some great questions, and we thank you so much for taking the time out on your California time. It's just now 6 o'clock there. So we thank you so much for joining us tonight and gracing our stage with your presence. And so, guys, if you want to follow him, he's www.leonardkim.com. And I'm telling you, he's a wealth of knowledge, and you can see. And if you miss any of this broadcast, you can go back and listen to the recording shortly after the broadcast ends. It will be available. And, you know, get your pen and paper ready or get your laptop, tablet out, and just take some notes, because whether you have, you know, you're a singer, a writer, whatever, any of the keys that he's given us is applicable. You just tweak it to fit your need. Don't you agree, Leonard?
Of course, it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you apply the same principles, it works with basically any type of career out there.
Right, right. I tell you, I'm just excited, and I thank you again for, you know, taking the time to join us. Was there anything that you wanted to leave with them this evening, Leonard?
I think the best thing to go out there and just think about doing something new and just giving it a try. I mean, it doesn't hurt to try. You're going out there, you're trying a new thing. If it fails, mm-hmm. you don't lose anything, but at least you tried and you know if it's going to work or not. And you'll know if it's going to work or not afterwards.
Right, right. I tell you, we truly, truly appreciate you tonight. And, you know, you are welcome back on our platform at any time. Just let us know, and we thank you again.
Thank you so much, Aaliyah. I appreciate it so much.
You're so welcome. All right, guys, we had Leonard Kim tonight as our special guest. He is the brand expert, the brand accelerator. And I'm telling you, he's been featured in Forbes, Entrepreneur, Fortune, Huffington Press, Inc. I'm telling you, Fox News. And he has grown his followers to over 250,000 in just 3 years. And he has had 10 million reads in less than a year and a half. So you definitely are getting someone, you know, you've gotten some information from someone that knows how to do it because he did it. So I think, you know, I thank God for being able to bring him to the stage. And again, if you missed any of the show, you can go back and listen to the playback, because all of us could work on strengthening our brand. And so I'm going to apply some of that stuff to my own brand to make Miss On Fire to Inspire and the On Fire to Inspire show even greater for 2017, because there are so many people that could have been blessed that may have missed it tonight or whatever. But whether you're listening tonight on the recording or you're listening live, make sure you took some notes or go back and listen again and take those notes and apply them. It's not about doing something and failing. It's about doing something, not doing something at all. That's the definition of failure to me, the fact that you're not trying. You're just existing. It's time to stop existing and start living the life that God created for you to live. So it's time to dream again. Yes, life happens. Things happen. But you got to live. You got to not just exist. You got to thrive. And it's time for you to start living now. I have a couple of announcements. The Jasmine House Foundation have moved their Toys for Tots partnership event from the 10th to December 17th. And that will be at Kingdom Works International at 1303 Parker Road, Conyers, Georgia, Suite G. That will be from 12 to 4 next Saturday. If you have anyone that you know they are in need of assistance with getting their children some toys for Christmas, you can send them all over to that location, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G in Conyers, Georgia. The Jasmine House Foundation has partnered with Toys for Tots. And then we have the Spoken Word Jazz Cafe coming up on January 22nd, and I will be one of the media hosts live and on set there. The same address, 1303 Parker Road, Suite G. Mr. Devon Hines will be actually singing Beautiful, so I'm so glad he dialed in tonight. We have some other spoken word artists. We have, I think they said, some musicians. And it's actually a fundraiser for Healing Hearts Through the Arts. Healing Hearts Through the Arts is a founded by Angela Crook Lynch, and she has created something for children with mental illness to help reach out, whether they have ADD or anything, to help have an outlet by helping them do it through the arts, whether it's singing, dance, whatever it is, just helping them. And finally, guys, today is the 2-year anniversary of my book, Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations. And so we were talking about being having gratitude. Leonard and I were talking about that. And he said he remains in a place of gratitude. He's thankful. And so he has great habits. He has positive habits that he does every day. So that's something that you want to make sure that you're doing. And no more negative self-talk. So you got to continue to speak positively over yourself and to yourself. You know, speak that I am, you know, a success. I am victorious. I can do this. I was created to do this, and I do it well. And, you know, some people can't even look themselves in the mirror and say, I love you, you know. So look yourself in the mirror and say, you know what, I love you, and you are awesome. You know, build yourself up so that you can walk in the boldness that you already have. And the book that Prayers, Affirmations, and Declarations does have a lot of affirmations, a lot of declarations to help lift you up and to push you into that next place. The book is available on Amazon and Kindle. And again, today is the 2-year anniversary. I didn't even realize it until I looked on Facebook and it had memories. So I thank Facebook for that today. But guys, also on Friday Inspire, we're here each and every week at on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, bringing you guests that are walking in their passions, walking in their purpose, and helping you do the same. So I want you to be successful because you are a success. When I look in the dictionary, I see your picture right beside the word success. So I want you to see yourself as such. I will talk to you guys next week. Thank you so much for tuning in, and y'all have a blessed week.